Okay, let's bring this meeting to order, April 15th, 2014, Newburyport Conservation Commission up in the auditorium. This meeting is being recorded. First item on the agenda are the minutes from, what do we got?
2:18, 3:14, 3:18.
Okay, we'll start with 2:14?
2:18.
2:18, from February 18th, 2014. Any comments?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the, what's the next one, 3:04?
3:04.
March 4th, 2014, comments?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the March 18th minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The first item is Rob Kovacs of DCR, a discussion of the Maudsley State Park repair, informal discussion. He's not here, I'll assume, so we will move on to the Lake Realty Trust Certificate of Compliance. They've asked to continue to May 6th, 2014. Have a motion?
Motion to continue.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Next is Joe and Erica Leoni, 272 Water Street, request for determination. I don't see them here, so we will move on to the next. Thomas Milarani, 3 Kate Street, request for minor modification. Anybody for that? Do we need, I don't even know if there was going to be somebody coming.
Well, I have concerns about that one, because they want to basically enclose their parking area and kind of make it into a garage, which in the past we haven't, at least with Mr. Russo, we didn't allow that. I don't know if we've changed.
I thought we changed sort of his 2 feet above grade, it was okay.
Okay.
I think he might have too. Do we, this seems like one of them that would be.
I think both 2 and 3 were pretty straightforward, and Julie may have thought that they would need to be here.
Okay, well, that, I would tend to agree with that. Do you guys feel?
Yeah, the Water Street one, they just wanted to add a swimming pool, and really.
It's in the land subject.
Yeah.
Was that, did you call out for Joe Leoni?
Yes.
That, I was the builder, I was a little hot of hearing.
Oh, okay. All right, so, yeah, that's Joe and Erica Leoni, 272 Water Street, for building a swimming pool in the backyard?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you want me to speak on it, right?
Yeah, what's your name?
Steve Zagorski, Gunite Construction, I'd be the builder. I was told that we were outside of the 200-foot riverfront setback, but we were in the FEMA flood plain, and that was definitely something that she wanted to come to a meeting to, you know, discuss what we needed to do.
Okay.
Do you know if there are special codes for building a swimming pool in land subject to flooding?
In the floodplain, I mean, as far as the construction of the pool, you know, it's no problem. I've got pools in tide water, and, yeah, I don't know if that area's ever flooded totally over, but as far as the construction of the pool, it's not a problem. You know, as far as the environmental issue or anything like that, I'm really not sure. There isn't any real guidelines to that, as far as I know.
Yeah, but when the note that Julia left for us, he said we should just be sure that it's built according to the, excuse me, building code for land subject to flooding.
Okay.
You know, and we could put that in as a condition.
Well, we put hydrostatic relief valves for groundwater. It's built so it could freestand if it needed to, so there's no problem with cracking up or anything like that. And as far as overflowing in a flood situation, they're going to use ozone and UV sanitation. It's not a chlorinated pool, so environmentally it's a little better that way. But other than that, grades aren't changing. You know, maybe a few inches just to shed back away from the pool, but they want the yard basically the same, a couple steps down off of the back patio. So, but as far as building it structurally, it wouldn't be a problem at all in groundwater.
Steve, the only thing that struck me was I noticed from the plot plan that we have that part of the pool construction, or the maybe it's the patio around it or whatever, is in the utility easement.
Yeah, it's going to be pavers, and I know as far as building, you know, solid structure naturally can't go into the easement, but you know, like a paver.
So it's just pavers that are on the top. It's not the pool structure, not a sidewall of the pool or something.
Pool structure will definitely be outside of that.
Because I mean, I assume the utilities aren't out at the edge of the easement, but.
No, usually center. I'm not sure. He said that there was probably a future easement for drainage. Or, you know,
I don't know. It's just marked utility easement on the plot plan.
Yeah.
You can't really tell.
Well, I know structurally we have to keep the structure out of that.
All right.
But pavers,
I mean, it's not our issue. It's not a wetlands issue, but
yeah.
You know.
Would definitely be removable if he had to.
As long as the homeowner knows about it.
Oh, yeah, he was the one who pointed it out.
Okay. Anything else?
Motion to issue a negative 2.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Negative is good, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Negative is positive.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, the next item is a request for minor modification for 3 K Street, Thomas Melarani. You guys have any?
I didn't have any issues.
Okay. If we changed what we're doing, I'm okay with it.
Are we sure it's consistent with what we finally agreed to in Versa, in terms of the sidewalls of his garage or whatever?
No, I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure. And after that, we've approved coverings down to 2 feet.
Yeah. And I think for that other one, we didn't need to because he was using the ramp.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure
we've done
it since.
Yeah. Okay, I'll move to approve it then.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I
Next item is Seacamp Environmental, Russell Terrace Extension, request for a certificate of compliance.
I'm Michael Seacamp, Seacamp Environmental, and with me tonight also are Michael Green of Springwell Investments, project proponent, and Eric Bottoman, engineer for the project. We submitted as-built plans, you should have copies, and we also submitted a letter from Mr. Bottoman regarding some minor changes that were made during the project. I think there were two minor modifications. And the letter from me describing the current state of buffer zones, wetland resource areas, mitigation area, and the such. So with that, we'd like to see if the commission has any questions.
One question I had was in terms of the proposed the letter, the reasonable conformance. Aside from the modifications, are there any non-conformities?
Not that we're aware of, no.
I'm always concerned about the word reasonable and what lies behind it. So, I mean, would you object to saying, with the exception of the modifications we've described, it's in conformity?
I think you're referring to Mr. Bottoman.
Yes. Yeah, that's standard language we use. I have no problem changing that. No problem whatsoever.
And I think that the changes that were made were coordinated with the commission's review engineer at the time. Was it Christensen and Sergi was involved in that, I believe? So they were aware and they coordinated that. And I think it was just adjusting some of the foundation alignments.
Yeah, and some of the rain guards works and the
rain guards switched to underground.
They were substituted for they had underground infiltrators instead.
Did that come back to us for review? The rain gardens being switched to underground?
I was not involved.
No, it did not.
Aspect of the project.
How come?
Phil Christensen was the reviewing engineer. He said, if it did, we would have happily done it, but it wasn't an issue.
He doesn't speak for this commission.
Yeah.
I understand, but I'm just telling you, if we tried to dot every I and cross every T throughout the entire subdivision, if there's something that we needed to do, we absolutely would have had right now.
So they're the what, peer reviewer for the planning board in this project?
They were the peer reviewer, and I think they did construction oversight.
Correct.
Construction inspections and things like that.
More of the site.
Yes.
Yeah.
During construction.
Yes, during road. Sorry, not house.
Not house construction. Yes.
Road construction and site construction. Yes, they were overseeing.
Did you get any documentation from them approving the changes?
We did the test pits. They had reviewed every single test, every single rain garden, every single infiltrator as part of their inspection.
And did you have something in writing specifically about that change that it met there?
We do not. When they reviewed it, that was, I was taking that as signing off because they were reviewing each. There were 26 homes, 26 lots. There were 26 inspections throughout that, in addition to all dwelling inspections, in addition to the weekly reports, in addition to everything else that was going on out there. We realized from the Conservation Commission's standpoint, this was a sensitive site. From planning, it was a sensitive site. We did a whole bunch of stuff in a small space, put a lot of land in conservation. So we were, everything went smoothly, high marks on everything that we had done, but and I know it was inspected, but as far as documentation more than the inspection, I don't know.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, somebody must have changed the plan that we approved that had the rain gardens to have the infiltrators. And I assume that they commented on that, or?
What happened, we had done test pits to verify that we could make the switch. The biggest difference between rain garden infiltrator, and you may want to speak to this, but is the depth of the system to the water table. And in location, yeah. If you had been, actually, I think you all had been on this site for the walkthroughs, This looked like a big sand pit. It's far different now. The entire middle got re-slump changed, grading. There were a lot of elevation changes that occurred that allowed for us to be able to do that. And then test pits were dug to make sure that we're at whatever heights above the water table necessary. So I don't know if I'm answering the question, and I don't know if you can answer.
Yeah, I'm just a little confused.
The locations didn't change.
Right, but at one point, there was a plan to have these rain gardens. So at some point, there must have been another plan that didn't have the rain gardens.
There's an as-built pit plan that has the infiltrator.
Right, but in between, isn't there another plan that...
Not that I'm aware of.
So it was just all done verbally?
Well, it was done... Everything was kept. We did what was required by the reviewing engineer. I mean, he's not our engineer.
Yeah.
He's my engineer.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't believe there was an interim step with the other plans done. No.
Are there any rain gardens on the site?
Yes, there's a couple rain gardens still. Yep.
Yeah, there's a few, actually.
There were a few lots still that had high ledge and some...
Right, a lot down
soils.
On lot 10, lot 11, lot... 13, 14, 15, I'm going from memory, but there's a lot of lots that have the rain gardens. The ones that were too close to the wetlands are too low in the water table. There were some that, whether or not, I mean, the homeowners wanted them switched, but we can't do something that won't work.
Well, we just need to get from point A to point B, because we approved the plan of rain gardens, and we need to know that the substitution works in a way that we can document.
Okay. Would that be something that would be Millennium Engineering, or would it be Christensen?
Well, it's probably a little bit of both.
It'd be
probably.
Based on the test pits, the ability for it to infiltrate. I mean, one of the problems with the infiltration system is they're usually lower in the ground, and you want the water to go into the ground, whereas in a rain garden, it can overflow and it's not as big a problem, but in an infiltrator, it's got to go down into the water table. So that's probably the biggest difference.
Right.
I'm sure all these people are going to have gardens in their yard, so I don't think it's an issue of, you know, are there going to be native plantings or ornamental shrubs? Because a rain garden is a garden most of the time, but it acts as a temporary storage for water that can overflow without any infrastructure that could malfunction, whereas an infiltrator has to be designed so that the water goes into the water table, and that's really the main
right.
function.
Yeah.
But I guess it would have been nice if in your letter that if you had pointed that out as a difference.
I was not aware of that, other than Mr. Bonnerman did put it in his letter.
Yeah.
I was not involved in that aspect of the project.
But beyond that, I think we just need to get some documentation that this substitution is logical and it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's a plausible substitution. So
I can put something together.
I don't know who writes that or who
I can do
off on it.
That's an engineering
I can do that.
Aspect.
Yeah, we may need to see if the other Sergi and Christensen can look at it and sign off on it too. Or I think we need to look into that because we need.
Would you want Eric to coordinate that with Christensen and Sergi?
I can call Phil.
And Mike, you might want to send it in an addendum to this that you had not realized it before, but there is another difference. Just to, you know,
to acknowledge
yourself
about the
yeah.
about the ring, the
yes.
the switch.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
I think we're also going to want to do a site visit too. Just for those of us who've been on the commission for a while, this is a rather
they cut off to a rocky site. Start.
Yeah. Going for a while.
Now, are all the houses built at this point?
All built, occupied, moved in. We're trying to turn the road over to the town. It's been done since the end of last summer,
and the planning board's accepted it.
They're waiting for this.
Oh, they want this first. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, from the standpoint of planning board, I think. We need a certificate of compliance, and I think we go to city council from there. So maybe the planning board has. I'm not 100% positive the planning board's done.
Yeah, the planning board must recommend it to the city council.
Yeah. But I think we need this before we can go to the city council, and they have, they're the ones who accept the road.
You want to set a date for the sidewalk now?
Can you guys do that now, or should we coordinate via?
I can, I don't, do we need, Julia's not around this week.
Yeah, she's, I think she's going to be back next week. I'll be gone part of next week, but if, you know, enough of you guys.
She just, I think she just needs to dust off the permit and see what the sensitive areas were beyond what our memories might indicate before we go out there, so.
Well, it'd be nice to see before we go out there the documentation supporting the viability of the change for those, so we can have a chance to take a look at that.
Yep.
That won't, can I just make a suggestion that that won't change what you'll see if there has to be a change for some reason in the site?
Good point, yeah.
It'll have to be made, I mean, we'll do whatever we have to. But it's not going to change anything you're going to see in the next month.
Sure, fair enough.
So, what days next week work for you guys?
Well, I need to give Julia a chance to dust off the permit. I don't know, Wednesday?
I'm only available Monday, Tuesday, then I'm gone for a week.
Same with me. I'm just Monday and Tuesday also.
And Julia's back on Monday?
I'm not positive, but I think
so. I mean, it wouldn't be the end of the world if she doesn't have a chance to do that, but it might be nice to have her take a look at it.
Why don't we shoot for Tuesday?
Kid, you want to try to schedule?
Oh, I'm sorry, the whole site's 6 acres. I mean, there was 40-somewhat acres, but only six got built.
Yeah, we could easily walk the perimeter.
Do you want to try to tentatively schedule something for Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday evening, and I can confirm with Julia that she can make it? That'll give her Monday and most of the day Tuesday to get out from under the mountain of paperwork she's going to have.
5 o'clock or later on Tuesday?
That's fine with me.
That's fine with me.
That's all right.
Five. You can make it a five.
That's what, the 22nd?
Yes.
When is the next Conservation Commission meeting?
It is, it's in May. Remember the first?
First Tuesday.
May 6th. Is that what it is? No. Third.
Well,
no, it's May 6th. Yeah, May 6th.
May 6th.
Yeah, May 6th.
Baseball game.
So that's that. So next Tuesday at 5, we'll tentatively schedule.
Earth Day.
Earth Day.
And I'll try to have something for Julia on Monday in regard to the changes.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I really think it's better if we get, you know, tie up all these loose ends.
Understood.
You know, it's too big a project.
No, I agree. Do we need to make a request to be continued to the next meeting, or do you guys do that?
Well, either of us could do it now. No, we have the ordinance, so we can. You want to go to the next meeting?
Yes.
Right answer.
Well, I don't know if you want to go to the one after that.
Or the one after that.
So that's, what did I say, May 3rd?
May 6th.
That was June 3rd. Okay, so.
Motion to continue to May 6th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, so
thank
we'll you. See you Tuesday at this point.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Public hearings?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right, first item is Newburyport Manager LLC, One Tournament Wharf Emergency Certification and Request for Amendment to to the order of conditions.
Good evening. Paul Avrio Consulting Group. With me tonight is Chris Skiba from Newburyport Development. We're back.
It's like an old house, it just gets worse.
That's a very good analogy, actually, starting here, and oh, look at this, and oh, look at that. So, yeah, needless to say, doing the deck repairs at Michael's, found a few other items that required some immediate attention. Julie was met with us out there last week, and we got emergency certifications on two of them. If, just looking at this quickly, I've got 11 by 17. This is just the diagram I had from the previous one. But here's the deck area. This is Michael's in the parking lot. There's this structure out here, a little gazebo kind of thing. And basically, of the four piles that hold it up, three are steel and one is timber. And one of the steel ones, you could actually kind of see it moving back and forth in the current. So that thing was like, okay, it's all taped off and nobody should go out there. So we talked about that. Plan is to just replace the steel piles with timber piles. The bents we would actually move slightly. One of them goes further out, the diagram here. This is slightly larger than what you had. So here's the structure out here. We've got, you know, the steel, and timber piles. This timber one is okay, but the other ones aren't. And the black circles is where we'd like to replace them, so they move outboard. One, this is better placement of it because this one reduces the cantilever being out further. And then the inboard one would be where there's actually a joint in the structural members anyway. So one, it's better placement of it, but two, it also solves the problem of how you support the structure while you put the new ones in anyway. Replace them with just green hard timber piles. That work is in process. They've started dismantling the structure there. That was item number one. Item number two was there are concrete blocks that form the bulkhead of this embayment area here. It's an old embayment that got blocked off however many years ago, and there's timber that goes, a timber deck that goes above it. If you go down there and you look at it low tide, you can see that in a couple of cases the blocks are like 50% gone. So that represented a structural problem as well. We got an emergency certification to do that work, although we haven't started it yet. Okay, but probably will in the immediate future. The work plan is basically just to form up right against the blocks and pump in concrete. All that work can be done from the land. This is above the mean low water, so at low tide you can just walk around down there. So this would not need to be done by a barge. The piles would, and the barge is still there from the deck repair, which is why this makes this good timing to do this now. The third item, we're just requesting an amendment for it. It's not an emergency, but needs to be done. Two steel piles that are float support piles, basically the float supported piles that go in, hook onto it. They've, like all the rest of the steel structures in here, are in disrepair, and those we'd like to replace with timber piles. Again, that one is just an amendment. An emergency certification was not issued for that.
Those would also be done from the barge.
Those would be done from the barge, right? So the only one that would be done from the land would be the concrete work. And the barge is already there, so it just makes sense to try to do this while we're here. And the last one's actually over at Windward. I don't have a larger thing, but this is the small travel lift that we reconstructed about a year ago. There's a remnants of what I loosely interpret as being a dolphin, one of those clusters of three piles that looks like it's hardly anything left of it. What we'd like to do is, while we're here, just replace that because it's on its last legs and put in, take the three existing piles out and just put in a single green hard timber pile, which is what it will need. That's necessary to support the floating dock here, which is used to tie boats up to when they do the spring launching and fall hauling with a small travel lift. Any questions? Happy to answer.
Is there anything else out there that's problematic?
Not that we know of.
Well, it's interesting. We did, you know, all this work, in theory, was the whole section from Route 1 up through, up to Hilton's was reviewed by two consultants. And so it was kind of interesting to see that the pile-supported platform that supports the gangway was not included in their report, but it is what it is. So, but this year we're going to look to review the rest of the bulkhead from that point at Hilton's through to the Black Cow,
which is in better shape, but we want to review the whole thing.
I mean, we'll welcome you back anytime you want to come.
I appreciate the open invitation. I don't know that my ownership is going to be that excited about me coming back.
Does it have anything?
I think as long as you continue doing whatever we gave you in the order of conditions for the original project, keep going. I don't have an issue.
Okay, so we've got two different things, the emergency cert and the amendment.
I'll make a motion to ratify the emergency cert.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
And I'll move to amend the order.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Too late. I'll listen to that echo. So did you guys see my thing about DEP might actually be moving on land subject to coastal storm flowage regs? Hooray.
Yeah. But don't hold that breath.
No, Mac's involved, so maybe something will happen.
Yeah, be interesting to see what they do.
Have other communities been adopting regulations in local ordinances? Or?
The only one I could find was Kingston, the ones that I was basing my thing on. Yeah. I couldn't find anything else. I don't know why nobody else was doing it, but.
Maybe just waiting for DEP to take the lead.
Yeah. like they tried to 10 years ago. But, so let's see what happens with that. I did try and send an email to that guy whose name was on there. But it bounced back, strangely enough. He's apparently at the Newbury Conservation Commission meeting tonight regarding the rather enormous new solar array plan they want to put up there.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But there'll be greenhouses.
The same property?
Yeah.
Except right on the street now.
Oh, nice. There's
greenhouses. Yeah, Mac Eugene, I don't remember his last name, wrote a very long and quite convincing letter saying that they are it is jurisdictional and that it's not exempt because it's farmland. So hopefully Newbury will take the lead and do that. And if they don't, they can, folks fighting it can appeal it. But yeah, a lot of people are looking very closely at that one.
Yeah.
It's another precedent setter. The guy really wants badly to put solar panels over farmland wetland. Don't know why. It's open. But
solar energy.
Oh yeah, that's obviously right.
Probably better than selling cows.
Well, no, I'm actually talking about the developer as opposed to the landowner. The landowner just wants to make a lot of money. But the other guy, well, he wants to make a lot of money too, but yeah, he's just looking to set precedent to be able to do stuff like that. So, we'll see.
You could put in a condition that they have to employ people making the, what should be new minimum wage.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, let me ask a question about this Maudsley project.
Mm-hmm.
The DCR one. Did something get circulated Julie, you mentioned photographs. Did those go around?
I didn't see them.
I've never seen any.
I'm familiar with the site, though. I can remember when you used to be able to walk across that bridge.
Where is it?
Well, you know...
Oh, it's the last one after the... I know where it is, yeah.
Well, you're standing, looking at the view from one of the old houses, and there's a trail that goes along the bottom part of that field. Well, it used to cross the stream until somebody rode their bike off the bridge.
Bike riders.
I used to ride across the bridge. It's sketchy.
Oh, yeah, it is sketchy.
They put up a chain link fence over it. It was bad. Someone rode off it? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Were they pretty badly injured?
Not really bad, but, you know, enough.
It was bad that, like, I... Yeah, we didn't...
Yeah, it needs to be fixed. The only issue, I mean, it's... It drops steeply off, you know, down to the stream, which I think is just an intermittent stream. It's not a perennial one. So they're going to have to build that up somehow, like put in a retaining wall or a couple on either side of the approaches to the bridge in order to hold whatever it is they're going to do so it doesn't just wash away.
It's totally eroded around the bridge. That's the big problem.
Yeah. The bridge itself is in decent shape.
Oh, it's just the approaches.
It's the approaches. The bridge doesn't have any railings. Those rotted off.
So the way this is described in here, it's students doing handwork. It sounds like maybe there's more involved than that.
Well, I mean, you get industrious kids and a bunch of shovels, and yeah.
It depends on how, exactly. I mean, the bridge is very small. It's only like this wide.
Is it?
Right, it's very narrow.
I was going to say it was 2, maybe 3 feet wide.
Yeah, it's very narrow, so it's... Not sure what their expectations are.
I don't think they were going to do anything with the bridge. They were just going to build up the approaches to, so you didn't fall off before you got to the bridge.
I haven't been down there in years. Ever since they put that chain link fence up, I haven't been down there. It's been quite a few years now.
Well, I guess he might come in and ask us about it sometime.
It'll be interesting. I mean, it's very, very close to the river as well, too. It's certainly, I would think it's within the 200-foot.
Probably.
Close. If it's not, it's very close. But
okay, take a look and see. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. We are going to have to come up with